Caesar Drive in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park could have been called Electric Avenue this week. That's where I first spotted the tiny car zipping along. I had to find out more, so I gave chase. The driver, Mark Geller, finally pulled over. He's with the nonprofit group Plug in America that promotes the use of electric vehicles. He then showed off the 8-foot-long, 5-foot-high, and 3.5-foot-wide Tango.
It looks like it's going to tip over, but the batteries are below it, and they work as ballast.
It's made by a company called Commuter Cars, based in Spokane, Washington.
It's a car that could take you to work and back, allows you to use the HOV lane because it's all electric, and it costs you about 50 cents a gallon equivalent of gasoline.
And juicing up is easy. All you have to do is lift the hatchback.
So here's the plug,
okay,
and then this will just plug into the wall.
Geller says what may surprise many people is the Tango's pep. It could go from 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds with a top speed of more than 130 miles per hour.
Because they're so high performance, they're expensive.
Six-figure expensive, so you probably won't see the Tango mass-produced. What's cool, says Geller, is that it's yet another example of battery technology that he hopes will be featured in all cars someday.
Electricity is so much cheaper than gasoline. Even if you pay more for the car, in the long run, it's cheaper.
Geller's joyride around the city was all part of a promotion for Plug in America's fundraiser being held this Sunday at the Fogarty Winery in Woodside. The Tango and other rarely seen electric vehicles will be on display. For more information on the Tango or Plug in America, you can go to our website, kcbs.com. In San Francisco, Mark Seelig, KCBS.